Banks all over Europe have the same kind of problems that American banks have. Not enough liquidity and lots of toxic assets still on the books. The one exception, banks in Spain. They were thought to have avoided the worst. That's because Spanish banks generally steered clear of subprime mortgages and other complicated financial instruments. But that doesn't mean they don't have their own problems, as the world's Jerry Haddon reports.
As banks in some parts of Europe struggle or even collapse, Spanish banks have fared okay. The Bank Santander, for example, is earning profits. Director of Strategic Planning, Ángel Santo Domingo, says Santander has stayed afloat by never forgetting who butters its bread.
By being traditional in terms of gathering deposits, lending to markets, to customers that we know, and not entering into this fancy product, exotic product, now are called toxic product. So we fund ourselves out of the money of our customers.
Spanish banks didn't dabble in the nebulous world of exotic repackaged debt because they weren't allowed to. Spain's central bank banned such investments in the 1980s after a huge banking crisis wiped out 20% of Spaniard savings. And when the economy recovered, regulators took another prudent measure, says Victor Mallet, the Financial Times correspondent in Madrid.
Essentially, the banks had to set aside money for potential loan losses in the future. So that really reduced their profits in the boom years, and the banks weren't too happy about that. But now they have this pillow, this reserve of money that they can draw down when indeed a lot of loans have turned bad.
But those reserves are melting away. And even though they were forbidden from investing in the exotic financial instruments that damaged banks in other countries, Spain's banks are in trouble. A decade-long housing bubble burst last year. Prices plummeted, Spaniards began defaulting, and banks have found themselves struggling to stay solvent. To protect their balance sheets, they are barely lending, not even to the valued long-term customers that Santander's Santo Domingo eulogizes. Dani Garcia de Simon used to be one of those customers. Now he's closing his hardware store in Barcelona. He says he has to.
Simplemente así de sencillo. Después de 14 años de trabajar con las mismas entidades bancarias.
Quite simply, he says, after 14 years of working with the same local bank, the director calls me to tell me not even to apply for the yearly loan I need to stock my store. He said, we're in such bad shape that the idea of getting money from us shouldn't even cross your mind. Garcia de Simon is just one of thousands of small business owners closing shop each month in Spain. He says when he reads about Spanish banks' profits, he doesn't hold a grudge.
Yo entiendo que los bancos están pensados para tener beneficios.
I understand that banks, by their very nature, earn profits, and they should. But when they get scared and shut off the credit faucet, the consequences are catastrophic for a country like Spain, where, he says, 90% of businesses are small or medium-sized, like his. Spain's central government is trying to pressure banks to start lending again, but so far credit remains tight. Spanish economist Pedro Schwartz says it's going to get tighter.
The sums that they were able to set aside because the bank told them to do so when they were making money, that is running out.
Despite the gloom, analysts say it could have been much worse. If Spanish banks hadn't been shielded from the same investments that brought down Lehman Brothers and others, they'd have probably gone under already. Still, that will be little consolation if Spanish banks eventually succumb to their own homegrown housing crisis. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.